Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ari. Could I have your zip code to pull up your account?
Yes, zip code is 67005.
And your first and last name?
First is Jamie Ochoa.
And could you verify your shipping address?
It is 510 East Vine Avenue in Arkansas City, Kansas.
All right, thank you for verifying that information. I see here that you have the PrimaCore testosterone products and they help to increase strength and stamina. How can I help you today?
Well, it was only a one-time thing that I ordered. I didn't think it was going to keep charging me, so I was not expecting to get charged that amount yesterday. And if I knew that, I would have, you know, canceled it before then. But no, I didn't know I was going to get charged anything like that. So I was going to see, you know, cancel that or whatever I need to do.
Yes, now, it was only a trial period when you first ordered it back on April the 8th, and when that trial ended, you were obligated to actually pay for those two bottles, so that's why you were charged at $94.96.
Well, I didn't know that. So I got charged $94 just for those two bottles?
Yes, sir.
But, like, whenever I ordered on there, it just said, you know, for the shipping, and it was like a few dollars for the other bottle, and that's why I ordered that. But it didn't tell me anything about I'm going to get charged the $94.
Mm-hmm. Now, that information is presented within the terms and conditions of the actual web page when you went to confirm your order.
No, because I didn't see that at all anywhere. If I knew that, I would have, you know, canceled that or not even ordered that at all, you know, because that's a lot of money for, you know, a couple bottles. So is there any way I can get a refund for that?
No, the only way to have avoided that charge was to actually call before it was processed, and it did process yesterday.
Okay, so I'll just have to dispute it then.
Are you disputing it with us?
I'm going to have to. No, I'm going to dispute it with my card that I got charged this amount to.
Yes, sir. Now, when you dispute that charge, your bank institution will claim that it is fraudulent, so they'll open up an investigation and contact us, and if they see that those terms and conditions did state that you would be charged, if you do not cancel out your trial, you will still be legally obligated to pay that money back because you did have to click the button that said that you read and agreed to the terms and conditions. But I do understand you didn't see them, so I'll go ahead and get your account canceled so you won't receive any more charges.
Okay. All right, that'll be fine. I just wanted to make sure that I'm not going to get charged again.
Yes, sir. Now, I can't fully refund that charge. Only the actual corporate company can actually do that, but I can offer you a courtesy 35% refund.
Okay. I mean, it's whatever something, I mean, whatever will help, I guess.
Yes, sir. Now, I can go ahead and process that refund today. Now, it will take 3 to 5 business days to reflect back into your account.
Okay.
All right, give me 1 second to process that.
Okay.
All right, sir. Give me 1 second. I'm almost done processing that refund.
Okay, no problem.
Thank you. All right, sir. So I went ahead and processed that refund, and I'm going to send you a refund confirmation email. And once
Okay.
again, give us 3 to 5 business days to get that money back to you.
Okay, sounds good. I really do appreciate your help. I guess, I mean, obviously it was my fault. You know, I was the one that, you know, went through that process and accepted it. So, I mean, I understand. It's all good, and I do appreciate your help.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that. And I'm also going to send you out a cancellation email. So keep that email to show that your account was supposed to be canceled so you won't receive any more charges.
Okay, cool.
All
Sounds good.
right. And is there anything else I can do for you today?
No, ma'am, that'll be it.
All right. Thank you for calling customer service. Have a great day.
Thank you too.
Bye.
Bye bye.